Unit 9. Career Paths. Page 116. Getting Started. Q&A with a career advisor. Activity 1. Listen and read. So, I've talked to you about future job opportunities. I hope you'll continue to keep up with the rapid changes in the job market. Have you got any questions?
Yes. Do you think we need to have a university degree to pursue a career?
Well, it depends on the industry and the field of work that you're interested in. There are many jobs that don't require a university degree. For example, you may consider becoming a flight attendant, car mechanic, or repair worker.
But how do you get a job without a degree or any experience? Employers look down on job applicants without a university degree.
No, they don't. You need to show that you're hardworking and willing to learn. Many companies hire school leavers and provide on-the-job training.
So, when do you think we should start thinking about our careers?
Well, the sooner the better. However, the best time is when you start senior secondary school.
I read that AI will replace many workers in the future. How do I make sure that the job I choose won't be taken over by a robot?
That's a good question. Many factory jobs and jobs in customer service have already become automated. As AI continues to develop, more human employees may be replaced. That's why it's important to choose jobs that involve a high level of human interaction, critical thinking, and decision-making.
So, are these the most important job skills we'll need in the future?
That's right. No matter what career you may consider, you'll need these skills. Good communication and teamwork will always be in demand. These soft skills will help you adapt to changes and come up with solutions to challenging problems.
Thank you very much for your answers.